Well, after years of hard work and study, it is graduation day for the first cohort of 24 University of Sydney rural medical students who've completed their degree in the regional New South Wales centre of Dubbo. They're set to make their mark across regional and rural Australia as country doctors practising in local communities. Graduate Laura Matiski joins me now from our Sydney studio. Laura, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you so much.
And also on the line is Associate Professor Paul Lunny from the School of Rural Health at the University of Sydney. Paul, welcome to you.
Oh, thanks, Sally. Thanks for having us.
Laura, to start with, why did you want to study medicine and why did you choose to do it in a regional centre?
So I wanted to study medicine just because I did have a general interest in the area, and I went on to complete medical science as my undergrad, and from that I just found that I really wanted to do the patient-facing side of medicine rather than the research. And when it comes to rural medicine, I grew up in Forbes, New South Wales. So from a rural background, and I absolutely love living out in the bush and wanted to try and study as close to home. And when the Dubbo program came up, I was set.
And from Dubbo, were you able to get out further to Bourke, Nyngan, other places like that out west?
Yeah, definitely. We get sent further west on our GP placements. I went to Coonamble for a couple of weeks and spent some time there.
And Paul, what is the need that this program is designed to fill? Because we've often found that some graduates don't want to go to the regional areas.
Absolutely, Sally. So I think this program is really meets that need of giving medical students an opportunity to see what it's like living, working and practicing medicine in the bush. I think more importantly, though, what it's aiming to achieve is actually to bolster our rural health workforce and do this by harnessing a really deep interest and commitment through student population that they bring with them to internship and beyond as a doctor by seeing it and living it on the ground. And we have really good research data and evidence to back up that medical students are spending extended periods of time during their training have a greater likelihood of returning to rural areas. So that spending time in rural areas during their training have a much greater likelihood of returning to rural areas to practice as a doctor in the future. So we're really trying to harness that to rebalance the equation, because we know that there is unfortunate gaps in healthcare spending in rural, regional and remote areas and shortages of doctors. And so we want people to have high quality healthcare across Australia, no matter their postcode.
What about this cohort that's come through, Paul? Are a lot of these students, were they from regional Australia in the first place, or they're city kids
absolutely.
There as well?
Yeah. So there is a bit of a mix, Sally, but really the aims of the program are that we have priority pathways for local origin students, rural origin students, so that's local to Dubbo and Western New South Wales, and also Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander prospective students as well. Knowing that it's important that we have individuals who have an interest in caring for their communities already and giving them an opportunity to study at a tertiary level and to undertake something like medicine to really be able to serve in a meaningful way that has impacts for their community. So I know, for instance, for the cohort of Laura's at very excitingly, we're eagerly anticipating their graduation today. 83% of them were from a rural origin background, which is just phenomenal.
They're interesting numbers. Laura, what do you think you've learnt doing this training in the bush that you might have missed out on had you done it in a city-based program?
I think with this program, we really get to know quite well the challenges that face rural health. Obviously, some of us do know what they are coming from a rural background, but you see the hospital side and how that influences patient care and how that will change your practice as a doctor if you're working in a rural area. But it also allows you to see all the immense opportunity that comes from working in rural health and how rewarding it can be. And yeah, it gives you that unique perspective that you might not have if you're at a metro hospital while you're training.
And clinically, have you already been exposed to some conditions and illnesses that are much more common in remote areas of the country rather than what you might see in the city as well, Laura?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something we commonly see every day during placement, and we're often seeing stuff that's presenting later and people are sicker because they can't access care earlier when they get, and so when they get to the hospital, they are at that point and we get to partake in their care as well during our placements.
On Radio National Breakfast, we're talking about rural health with Laura Matiski, who's going to graduate today after undertaking medical studies at the University of Sydney and the university's School of Rural Health, Paul Lunny. Paul, are the students who go through this program in Dubbo, are they required to then take a job in a regional area or can they work wherever they like?
So, Sally, there's no requirement for them to take a regional job following graduation, but we truly do have a strong sense that there is a genuine commitment from our student cohort coming into the program and also leaving the program to, in the future, work in rural areas. And it really is our, you know, remit to ensure that the experiences that they have undertaking the full medical degree from year one to year four of our graduate program in regional New South Wales, that we build on that, that they want to stay on, that they want to return service in regional and rural areas, that they have the skills and a deep understanding and commitment of what's needed to practice medicine in the bush. And, you know, there is good research data to back up that this phenomenon does occur, that we really have an opportunity to impart early on medical students, that it might then influence later on their career as a doctor. And I think in particular, I would like to acknowledge that for some training pathways in medicine, once students graduate, there is a need to undertake some training in more metropolitan settings. But we do see that down the track, these individuals do trickle back to country areas and very much do come through on that desire and commitment to serve our regional and rural populations.
Laura, you were saying at the beginning that you're from a community near Forbes. How much pride is there from your local community that you're graduating from medicine today?
Oh, I think there's definitely quite a lot from the family and the extended community that, yeah, know that what's happening today, which is really nice.
Well, it's a great program. Paul and Laura, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for your time, Sally.
Thank you. You've been listening to Laura Matiski there, who's graduating from medicine at the University of Sydney today, undertaking this program in Dubbo in regional New South Wales to do all of the studies and training there. And you've also been hearing from Associate Professor Paul Lunny from the University of Sydney School of Rural Health, a really interesting initiative at a time when there are ongoing difficulties for so many regional communities trying not only to get a doctor, but to keep them.